From Washington, this is VOA News. Arrest in the United States of several thought to be plotting with ISIS. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Three foreign nationals living in New York are being held without bond on charges of plotting to support the Islamic State group in Syria. U.S. authorities say the suspects plan to kill President Obama, police, and FBI agents in the U.S. The suspects appeared before a judge in New York Wednesday. A 19-year-old Kazakhstan man was arrested at New York's JFK International Airport, where he was attempting to board a flight to Istanbul. A 24-year-old from Uzbekistan had a ticket to travel to Istanbul next month.
A third individual who we believe helped to organize and finance the trip of the other two individuals was arrested in Jacksonville, Florida, by FBI agents and is being detained in Jacksonville. So the initial actions were effectively to go to Syria and attempt to join ISIL in Syria.
That is New York Police Department Commissioner William Bratton. Outside the New York court, an attorney, Adam Perlmutter, for one of the suspects, questioned the government tactics in approaching Muslims who may be drawn to such groups.
I think that we have to figure out a different way to approach Muslim men. And again, this is if the allegations are true. I don't know if they're true or not. But if the allegations are as stated, I think that the U.S. government needs to figure out another way to approach Muslim men who may find some attraction to radicalism.
All three men are charged with attempt and conspiracy to provide material support to a terrorist organization. If convicted, each faces a maximum of 15 years in prison. This is VOA News. In the Middle East, a number of Assyrian Christians kidnapped by Islamic State militants in northeastern Syria has risen to at least 220. That, according to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, claims the fighters captured people during the past 3 days as they took control of 10 villages in Hasakah province. Reports this morning say the Islamic State militant known as Jihadi John, who has been seen in videos of hostages being beheaded, has been identified. The Washington Post and Reuters, among others, are reporting that man is named Mohammed Emwazi. Reports say Emwazi is believed to be a Kuwaiti-born British man from West London. Two U.S. government sources told Reuters on Thursday that investigators believe Emwazi is the masked man. However, VOA's Jamie Detmer in Rome says European intelligence sources refuse to confirm that Emwazi is Jihadi John, saying instead the story is more complicated than that. In a long-awaited development, Ukrainian forces and separatist fighters both announced Thursday they are pulling back heavy weapons from the front line in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's defense ministry said it reserved the right to revise its withdrawal plans in the event of an attack by rebel forces, however. The pullback was supposed to have started over a week ago under a peace deal agreed upon earlier this month by the leaders of Russia and Ukraine to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine that has killed nearly 5,800 people since April. The intensity of fighting has declined notably in recent days, despite daily charges by both sides that the other is violating the February 15th ceasefire. U.S. lawmakers stalemated Wednesday over President Obama's immigration policies and new funding for the country's Department of Homeland Security. That's just 2 days before the agency runs out of money. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is calling for split votes in his chamber on a $40 billion Homeland Security budget and overturning Mr. Obama's immigration policy changes that would block deportation for more than 4 million immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally. However, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives has already approved legislation linking the two issues, and Speaker John Boehner showed no inclination to support McConnell's plan for new split votes, even as Homeland Security's current funding runs out on Friday. He said he doesn't know what the Senate is capable of passing. A Taliban suicide bomber rammed his explosive-packed vehicle into a Turkish embassy convoy in the Afghan capital Thursday morning, killing at least 2 people. A spokesman for Kabul police tells VOA a Turkish national was among those killed in the attack that took place just outside the Turkish mission in central Kabul, not far from the Afghan presidential palace. I'm Ira Melman reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.